Cinderella. I didn't think to up and quit when they called me Cinderella or gave me the crappiest boat in the lineup. I always thought it was just me that I should try harder. They were like popular kids in high school, someone to please. One evening they said, "Time you cleaned the porta pot." But I had to haul dish pails to camp, so I yelled, "Cinderella!" And she appeared. Not in rags, but in pink sequined silk from her fairy godmother. She rode a horse-drawn coach more like a pumpkin and stepped out wearing the most crystalline slippers, clear as the dark sky from Nankoweap, where starlight goes back deep in layers like pages in a book by Tolstoy. She patted her updo, yawned and stretched, said in this bored voice, "Go fetch my cape." As night had fallen and the river's cold had settled in, I saw my scheme had failed. Even she wouldn't give me my due, so I finally swore to quit when that trip ended. But others said, "Don't go, your time will come." And here I still am.